The Trump administration today announced an expansion of what's called the Mexico City policy. The policy restricts federal money from funding abortion-related services abroad. In addition to barring foreign aid to groups that provide or promote abortion, now the policy will also target groups that promote what the administration calls gender ideology and diversity, equity, and inclusion. Here's Vice President J.D. Vance speaking today at the March for Life in Washington, D.C.
We believe that every country in the world has the duty to protect life. And that it's not our job as the United States of America to promote radical gender ideology. It's our job to promote families and human flourishing.
NPR Global Health correspondent Jonathan Lambert is here to talk about these changes. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Okay, so first, tell us more about what the old or former policy was.
It's called the Mexico City policy because that's where President Reagan announced it back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Originally, it blocked foreign organizations from getting U.S. money for some family planning. Specifically, a group couldn't get taxpayer dollars if it provided or even if it talked about abortion. Since then, the rule has been rescinded by Democratic presidents and reinstated by Republican ones, which President Trump did last year.
Okay, so this policy can be rescinded and then put back in place. What happens when the policy is in effect?
Basically, groups that support abortion services lose money. Sarah Shaw is with MSI Reproductive Choices. They're based in the UK and provide reproductive care in dozens of countries. They lost about $15 million in funding last year, and she says that had real consequences for people on the ground.
We estimate that 2.6 million women will have lost access to reproductive health care through MSI alone with our loss of U.S. funding.
And that's just one of many organizations affected.
But I want to understand something, Jonathan, because, you know, Trump put the policy back in place in 2025 and now is expanding it. But the U.S. already cut a lot of foreign aid. So what will this mean?
Yeah, it's true the U.S. is spending less on foreign aid, but it's still planning to spend tens of billions of dollars on it this year. And the Trump administration is now attaching strings to all this aid, not just health aid. And that includes humanitarian aid. Experts worry that could complicate responding to a crisis. Say a cyclone hits. The aid group that's best positioned to provide emergency care on the ground might also happen to be one that provides or counsels on abortion. Here's Kiefer Buckingham with the Council for Global Equality.
You may be the best partner. You may have the best connections. Women may trust you, whatever it might be, but you can't get our money.
In a crisis, she says that could cost lives.
And now that policy also applies to DEI and gender ideology as well as abortion?
Yeah, Buckingham says it's basically exporting what the Trump administration has done domestically abroad, this kind of ideological war on certain groups like transgender people. So if you're a group that, say, provides mental health services to transgender people or focuses on bringing HIV treatment to a specific ethnic population that's disproportionately affected, you may not be able to get U.S. funds. It's still kind of unclear how the administration will actually implement this because a lot of foreign aid sort of by definition targets certain groups over others.
Exactly.
But even with that uncertainty, advocates fear that aid groups could respond by just playing it safe, especially in the context of shrinking aid budgets. They may just move away from doing this kind of work to preserve some semblance of funding.
That is NPR's Jonathan Lambert. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.